to bring Joe in because David Price is viewed as that type of guy when he comes up to the Rays, and that is Rowan got all the guys on the road to go out together. This would have never happened with Barry Bonds there. This was a very splintered team when Bonds was there. Well, I'll tell you what, he is really the glue of the team in San Francisco, and one of the reasons I know, and Joe talked about this, that the Rays were bullish on Price was that he is, and Tim Corbin's talked about this too, he is an atmosphere changer in the clubhouse as well as on the mound.
No question about it, Mark. That's one of the bonuses that you get with the guy's talent is his attitude, his work ethic, and what he brings to the clubhouse. That was as valuable an element to Vanderbilt as his left arm when he was here, and that's something that Tim talked very highly about, you know, with all the scouts when they came in. They said, you know, you can see his talent, but you can't see, and I'll tell you what you're going to get out of him in the clubhouse. You're going to get something you absolutely want to have. And, you know, I don't think it's any coincidence. You mentioned Barry Bonds. You know, he's looking for a place to play, and, you know, you don't want to sign up for something like that. So, you know, David brings a tremendous clubhouse work ethic to any team, and Tampa was really, really happy to have him.
On the other hand, I don't know if Ingram was watching his extra innings package like me. Jeremy Sowers is going through a rough time now. He got racked yesterday against the White Sox. His ERA is almost at 8. He's 0-3 and has to be at a definite crossroads for a former first-round pick with the Indians.
It was really disappointing, Mark, because his last outing, even though it was a loss, he pitched very well. And you know, he just didn't get any run support from his team, only gave up 2 runs, and I think across 7 innings in his last outing. He's now gone 11 starts without a win, and he's 0-4 this season, actually. ERA 7.53. And I think you're right. I think he's probably at a crossroads. I think Cleveland probably is as well. Had he pitched well in this one, I think that would have really given them a lot of encouragement that he would have put 2 back-to-back solid performances together. But now we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, he just has not had the consistency over the last year and a half that he had early on. And, you know, it's interesting these guys fight these things. Jensen Lewis fighting a loss of velocity. They wanted to see that high-powered fastball. He hasn't had it this year, although they continue to work with him and hope that he gets that back. But
Joe, what do they think happened with him?
They don't really know. It doesn't appear to be an injury of any kind. You know, I've talked to him a little bit. It's just one of those things where his arm is not as lively as it was a year ago for whatever reason, and so they're still working to hope to get that back.
What else is happening on West End?
Well, I got to ask about again. We talk about, and it's funny, we were talking about Jeremy and talking about Jensen Lewis. I get asked about guys from time to time, and somebody asked me about Ryan Mullins the other day, a guy that you know, played here at Vanderbilt, played in Nashville, a Nashville product, and you know, Ryan actually has sort of quietly gone about his business, made it all the way up to AAA last year in the Twins organization. He is in AA this year with a 5-4 record at New Britain. But he has sort of consistently worked his way up the ladder through rookie ball, A ball, double A, and then, as I said, triple A for 4 games last year, but he spent all of this year so far in double A. But he consistently continues to work at it and is doing very well.
New Britain, the home of Stanley Hardware and Tools.
See, you just don't pick up this stuff anywhere.
Well, it's 2 towns away from where I grew up.
So does he get a, you know, free tool set with
exactly.
Each
free screwdriver game? You're going to have screwdriver night.
Okay. And on that, we'll let Joe
probably a good idea
go his merry way.
All right, guys.
See you tomorrow.
See you later.